105 Radio.
We're chatting with Hannah Dunleavy this morning about the Standard Issue podcast. And Hannah, you were just explaining how it started as an online magazine.
It did, yeah. Then I did my pastiche of Theresa May at the party conference. So we started as a magazine. We have gone to a podcast now, which is obviously a different format. But it is, we do continue to get loads of listeners. We have entirely female contributors, and we talk about, you know, just the actual things that women are interested in: politics, the news, sport,
yeah,
mental health,
which is everything, really, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, because it's a very dangerous thing to say women are interested in this, men are interested in this, because there's a huge amount of overlap, surely, with everything.
Yeah, and we switched in June into the podcast, and it seemed to be the year to make a switch. Suddenly we felt ourselves, there aren't many female-led podcasts, and then we found ourselves in a year that women were in the news, not always in a good way. I mean, in the year of Donald Trump, the year of Me Too. But it's good to be able to look at those things and actually say, hang on, let's look for the positive in this, that women are speaking up about stuff, that much as Donald Trump and the way he behaves towards women, there are women, it has enabled women to speak up and become heroic in their own.
Well, I'm sure he's given you tons of content this year then. Are you almost sick of talking about him?
Well, yeah, it's Donald Trump and Brexit. I have to say, when you sit down to write jokes every week about what the big news story has been that week, it will always be one or the other of them. And there are new and interesting ways to talk about Donald Trump and Brexit have been difficult to find.
So it's meant to be a funny podcast.
It is. We have sections that it's a bit of both. I mean, fundamentally, I used to be a comedian. Sarah's a comedian. We work with lots of comedians. Obviously, we have there are funny bits, but there are serious things, and there are things that fall somewhere in between,
as life does. Really,
absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, just as a recent example, our last podcast we had a roundup of the women of the year. And we had Alice Hutton, a journalist, come in and talk to us about the decline of local newspapers, which was based on that front page of the Cambridge News a few weeks ago.
A now infamous front page, really.
Absolutely.
Was it something like insert splash title here?
It was basically
like that.
And there is actually a story behind that, a story of cuts, and not just... I mean, that is just the visible symptom of a disease that afflicts the whole of local media, and we thought that was interesting to talk about. We had a piece about homelessness, had a piece with the Joe Cox Foundation about loneliness over Christmas. So
it's very varied then,
yes,
as well.
Yeah, we do. But we also do live shows.
Oh, funny you should mention that.
Once a month. Yeah. They're usually in London, but we have done some around the country, and in January we're doing one here at The Junction, where we invite a lineup of women. And we have a couple of questions that we ask every time, but basically we just sort of set them off running and they start talking.
And you just press record.
Absolutely. And it's always really, really interesting.
So who do you have on the panel this time?
This time, coming up, the one we did in London last, the last one, which you can listen to now on iTunes, it came out this week. We had Saran Jones, the actress, Stephanie Beecham, Deborah Frances White, who's a comedian. She also produces the Guilty Feminist podcast. And JoJo Moyes, the writer.
Ah, fantastic.
And coming up at The Junction in January, we have the actress and activist Liz Carr, who's in Silent Witness. And we also have the excellent poet Holly McNish.
Lovely.
Who is local to here. We have another guest lined up, but we actually can't announce it at the moment, but there will be a third guest.
Excellent. So the idea is people can come along and watch this being recorded.
Watch it being recorded.
Okay. And what will they see when they go there?
Well, it's difficult to say, but it will be, we can guarantee some form of funny. There is usually some form of funny. And just conversations about, who knows, sometimes it goes into weird places. But usually something about people's lives, feminism. But that doesn't mean that it's only for women to come to.
That was going to be my next question.
Men are more than welcome to come into the audience, and they often do come.
And will they feel uncomfortable sitting there?
I wouldn't have thought so. Not unless
they feel uncomfortable.
Not unless they're naked or something.
Or they stand up and shout some abuse or something.
Absolutely.
And they'll probably get turned on.
Yeah.
Yeah. How involved is Sarah Milliken in this?
She does a piece for us every week where you can ask her a question on Twitter, which we call Sarah Milliken's Question Time. So if you want to ask her a question, it's hashtag SMQT, and she answers one question a week from readers.
Yep.
She has a general overview of what we do, and she is usually at all our live shows. She isn't at our one in January. We've got two in January, and she's not at either, and the other one is in London, but I think it's pretty much sold out. We have Jennifer Saunders, Joe Wiley, and Joe Caulfield. So,
oh wow!
And you can tell why that one sold out. But yeah, there are other ones in London if people are interested.
So people just need to go to the Junction website, I guess.
The Junction website
tickets
for the Cambridge one. Yep, that will be me and our editor, Mickey Noonan, will be asking the questions.
Yep.
And like I say, there's another guest on the way, but I actually was hoping I'd be able to announce it today.
But not quite.
But yeah, it's a fun evening. It's very difficult to say when things are a little impromptu where it will go.
Yep.
But Liz is a very funny woman, and so is Holly. So
tell us about podcasting in general. Is this still a growing form of audio entertainment, or are we seeing the tail end of it now? Or is it still on the rise?
Oh, no, I think it's definitely the zeitgeist. I think there's something... there are certain sort of areas in which podcasting does particularly well. Sport is one of them. True crime is another one. With things like Serial.
Okay. People like listening to those sorts of stories as they're going about their commute.
Yeah. But I think what appeals to people about them is that there isn't what you might call a gatekeeper or someone who says you can or can't say that. Mm. If you've got someone interesting in the studio, you can just keep talking because you're not constrained by time limits, for example. Mm. Or and I mean, obviously we're journalists, so we know what we can say legally. But also, we don't have any sort of political agenda that comes from higher up. We don't have, we do have adverts, but our advertisers have no say in what we say. And therefore, it's kind of more open format. People can say what they want and cover what topics they want. And if people don't enjoy it, then they just don't listen to it again. It's not
as simple as that, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, this is a hard question to end on. I'll give it a go anyway. If you had to sum up the state of feminism in 2017 going into 2018, how would you describe it?
I would say that I am optimistic. I think that there is a whole mess of issues there has been this year. But I think that... there seems to be a unification of women. We are largely, especially on issues like Me Too, singing from the same hymn sheet. I think the important thing about the Me Too campaign is that actually it has given men somewhat of a window into what it's like to be a woman, because men have sadly had their hero taken out by allegations. And I think it has allowed men a sort of a sneak behind the curtain as to the way that some men behave, and I think that's been very positive.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck with the recording later on next month in Cambridge.
Yes, and I will definitely not be coughing throughout that. That will be gone.
I was going to say, and we wish you the best for your recovery as well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in and
You're
telling us
welcome.
More this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.